Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is what story is your life going to tell? And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 21 and verse 20. Jehoram was 32 years old when he became king and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years. No one was sorry when he died. They buried him in the city of David, but not in the royal cemetery. As I caught up with my Bible reading this weekend, our anchor scripture caught my attention. I shared it with my husband and we laughed about it. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought it was something I should share. This king, spoken about in the scripture, Jehoram, ruled his people for 8 years. He was a relatively young king, 32 years of age. He ruled for 8 years. For 8 years, he was given the privilege to govern God's chosen people. He was blessed with resources from God in order to ensure that he carried out his functions. God gave him men and women, loyal people who would establish him as king. The Bible tells us that immediately he ascended the throne, his first act was to kill all his siblings. And then he began working in all the ways that God had prohibited Israel from walking in. What was the consequence? And that's where I'm going today. He died, and the Bible says no one was sorry when he died. There will come a day when we will be no more. What story will the life we have lived tell? A king ruled for 8 years and no one was sorry that he died when he did. A 40-year-old died and there was no sorrow from anyone. Today, I want you to think about your own life. What impact are you making in the lives of those God has put you in contact with? How do you treat the people God brings your way? Like Jeroham, do you pull down people in your office, report them and get them in trouble? Do you assassinate people's character, gossiping and maligning them? Do you get people into trouble? Do you spread false allegations that jeopardize people's marriages and relationships? There will come a day for all of us when our eyes will close permanently on this side of eternity. And then our story will truly be told. We have an opportunity now, though, to ensure that the story our lives will tell will bring glory to God when we are no more. Let us obtain grace to love, to give, to forgive, to be there for others, to treat people kindly, to extend grace, even when others are far from perfect. Jeroboam was so bad that even though he was a king, he was not buried with kings. His honor was stripped from him. May the honor God has earmarked for us not be stripped away from us. May this week be blessed for all of us in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.